You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Quick traffic note. There is a gas line rupture near 24th Street and Southwest Boulevard. Traffic is now blocked in all directions for three blocks, and they are doing precautionary evacuations from the homes and structures down there.
Smart plug.
Like they should have done in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Check out the Dana and Parks podcast at KMBZ.com, or you can get direct links now on the Dana and Parks Twitter page, at Dana and Parks.
Is we have it a Twitter page?
I did not know that.
We've had it for a couple of years now, but the fantastic producer that we have for the program was, well, not doing his job. And recently he has decided to start doing his job. So
thank you. That's great.
If you would like to go
tell him thank you for us.
I will. Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Who's joining us at 3:15? David Lopez from Manny's?
Yes, the owner of Manny's.
He will be joining us in studio
on all of the efforts regarding the crossroads, and not involving gas line breaks.
But involving the ATVs and the sideshows. And David Lopez, owner of Manny's, great. I don't even like Mexican food, and I love Manny's. He's going to join us in studio. He has threatened to close up shop if the city doesn't get a handle on the problem.
We will get a full update here in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
There is a bear story that has been posted to KCTV5's website. We have gotten 15, 20 different texts about it. It is not the same bear.
What bear is not the same bear?
There's more than one?
The story on KCTV5's website is a warning issued from the Missouri Department of Conservation regarding bears crossing highways. Sadly, there was a black bear that was struck on a highway in Howell County, Missouri. If you look up Howell County, Missouri, the southern edge of that county is the border with Arkansas. It is nowhere near the metro.
Okay.
It is not the same bear. A number of people are seeing that story and thinking that our furry friend here in the metro, did we ever decide a name for him?
Yes.
Grass Paddington. Yeah,
Grass
it is Paddington, not Grass right. Paddington that is on the side of the highway struck by a vehicle in Howell. That is a different bear. We still do not
know by them
where Mr. Paddington is.
Okay.
I saw a deer on the side of the road today. Big one, too.
Are they rutting or mating or whatever they do that kills people on K-10?
I don't know when they mate, but I think we're past mating season.
When is rutting season?
But this deer, which obviously was no longer with us, did not have a head.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
We are nowhere near rutting season.
Isn't it in the winter?
October and November.
All okay, right. So late fall. Apparently, the toupee is making a comeback.
No.
Yes?
No.
Yes. Apparently, millennial men who are starting to bald are going with the retro rug, this story from the New York Post says, reverting back to the wiggy ways of their forefathers. 30-somethings with receding hairlines are resurrecting the toupee. And apparently, ladies are hot to trot for the faux locks. Urged Maddie Murata, a Tennessee-based content creator, in a clip that she posted, let us normalize men wearing toupees.
Would you please Google while you continue reading worst toupees ever? And you will get results.
By the age of 35, two-thirds of American men will experience some degree of noticeable hair loss.
Now, they're not cheap. If you're going to go the route of getting a piece to cover your bald spot, there is a price to pay.
Get out.
They can cost up to $3,500.
Not this one.
Let me see it. Well, turn your computer. Let me see it.
It's this one right here.
Which one?
Oh, bless his heart.
And by the age of 50, roughly 85% of men have some hair thinning.
Okay.
Now, we've got some serious contradictions going on here because last week, and thank you, Textline, for the reminder, I was about to bring this up. We had a story in the stack about how women think that bald is sexy.
That's right. We did have a story in the stack that women thought that bald was sexy.
When you get home, I swear, when you get home, Google, all you have to do is Google image worst toupee ever. And it's just a non-stop who's who of poor hairpiece choices.
But apparently this story from the New York Post, and you're right, Sam, there was a story in the stack that a number of women thought that balding was beautiful. And now we have a story that says, no, that's not correct. Toupeeing is beautiful. $3,800.
That is a verb.
Well, when I just saw the story, I decided we had to cover it.
Get out. I don't mind. How is this? I don't mind the toupee if you don't know it's there. The problem is, I don't know that we've ever seen one that you don't know. Oh.
I've never seen, well, maybe that's because if it's a really good toupee, I don't know that it's a toupee. I've never seen a good toupee. And when it's really bad,
it's so bad.
You know who you are.
Stop.
It's so obvious.
Right.
Why not just accept? I've never understood men who wear toupees. Why not just accept it?
Here's the one time you could do it and get away with it. If you were moving from one country to another or from one state way to the other side of the United States where you're never going to run into anyone you know. The problem with the toupee is on Monday you're bald.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're expecting everyone with a straight face. On Tuesday you're going to show up at work and you have this full head of hair.
It's just like the hair coloring.
It only works.
For men.
Yes. It only works if you are moving. And when you move, you decide, I'm going to start my life over. You know, I'm retiring in Florida.
You get on the plane
bald. Yes, you get on the plane
bald. You go to the bathroom.
You get off with that thing on your head. And then I think, you know, everyone will just know you that way.
But if you ever start a serious romantic relationship, at some point you have to, I mean, isn't this one of the-
It's got to come off.
Isn't this one of those things that, you know, as the relationship is about to get serious, you say, there's something I have to tell you. The hair that you see on my head is not real.
It's
faux.
Yeah.
It's fake. I mean, why can't men just accept the fact that they're losing their hair?
Well, do you know that the beauty industry is a multi-billion dollar industry for a reason? And I mean beauty for all things, the vanity industry. So
sure. Hair
color, like I bought the little spray the other day, Scott. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Because I get a little bit of gray on my temples here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spend $150 to get my hair colored every whatever. So I just...
But Dana, for women, there's no shame in getting your hair colored, getting the gray taken out. Can you imagine if tomorrow I showed up with just beaming mahogany brown hair? Well, you would...
We have a wig in here, and when you put it on, I die laughing because you look so... Now, it is a bowl cut. It's like a 1979 cut.
But clearly, over the when you first started on the show, I had no gray hair.
Correct.
Now I would say I'm at least a third gray, maybe more.
You got some salt and pepper going on there.
There's
more salt than pepper there than there was when we started.
Yes, clearly. Because when we started together, there was no salt in the pepper. But now there's about a third of salt with the pepper.
When we started, I had this chin hair right here.
No, you didn't.
And I still do.
No, you didn't.
Scott, you had mentioned how there is no shame. I think that's false. I think it is purely derived from shame, and it's because people are mean.
But for women, Sam, if they go get their hair done, you expect them to get it colored, and it's okay. But for a man, I mean, if I came in tomorrow and my hair was all brown again, you guys would make fun of me.
Well, yeah.
That's why you have to do it when you enter witness protection or your jumping states for like retirement.
And I'm not going to lie. There have been times when I have been in the aisles at the grocery store or at Walmart when I've thought maybe I'll get me some touch of gray or whatever it's called.
What just is it for called? Men?
Just for men.
Just
Thank
for
you.
Men,
just
right.
for men.
Okay, but let me ask you this because this is about gender. Why, if a woman goes out and gets a little hairpiece or a little fluffy ponytail in the back, you know,
extensions,
no one bats an eye when it comes to that.
Nope.
But if a man puts a rug on top of his head, everyone's like, oh my gosh, did you see something? Why is that?
But if we didn't make comments about people's graying hair, oh, you're looking old, or we didn't make comments about men starting to bald, there would be no vanity industry.
You're right. We're doing it to ourselves.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You say that there is no shame in it, and it is purely driven by shame. You're saying, and obviously I get what you're saying, that we, for whatever reason in society, deem it as okay for women to color their hair mm-hmm. and not for men. But at the end of the day, it's still all about shame and trying to overcome it.
Joining us in just a moment, David Lopez with Manny's in the Crossroads District. You know about the sideshows, the ATVs, the lady who was hit by the rider of a dirt bike yep. and didn't even stop to make sure she was okay. David has threatened to close Manny's, move it out of the Crossroads District if the city doesn't do something about this. We'll visit with him in studio in just a moment here on Dan and Parks. So if you've been with us over the last couple of weeks, undoubtedly you've heard stories about the ATVs, the dirt bikes. There was the lady, all of it in the Crossroads, or a lot of it around the Crossroads, the sideshows that are disrupting people's experiences when they go out to dinner or for some entertainment. And some businesses have said enough is enough. And joining us is the general manager of one of those businesses, David Lopez, who is the GM at Manny's. I don't even need to tell you what Manny's is. It's one of the most iconic restaurants in Kansas City. And David, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the compliment on the iconic brand. 1980, September 18th, Manny and Vivian Lopez did this. And,
1980. Wow.
And 45 years. And we are so blessed. Our greatest achievement as a family has been to serve the people of Kansas City. I believe that the greatest asset that Kansas City has, I love the Chiefs, I love the Royals, I love the restaurants, I love the Current, I love all of that stuff, but it's the people. It's what separates us from everyone else. It's what makes us unique. We are caring, we are hospitable, and we do everything we can to make everyone feel about as welcome as they possibly can. Right. And that's something that is an absolute asset that we need to get our focus back on. You know, at Manny's Restaurant, we've been through fires, we've yep. been through COVID,
floods,
we've been through all of these different types of things. And the Lopez family has always strapped up their boots and said, here we go, this is what we're going to do. And we've always found a way to win. And that's what success is. It's consistency in product and service and in having the right attitude to know what it is that matters the most in your community, and that's service. And I believe in that. My father used to always tell me, David, just do as much right as you can. Take care of the people inside yep. and outside of these walls. We can't do this alone.
So you can only control what you can, okay?
Yes.
That's a very true deal. How do we fix what is happening on the streets? This started on the coast. St. Louis has been battling this for quite a while. It is out of control in St. Louis. And now, like everything else, it takes us a little bit longer. Now these dinglings are taking up on the ATVs and the motorbikes. And we have the police officer almost killed. We have mm-hmm. the woman last week that was run over. And it's disrupting. Not only is it putting lives in danger, it's just disrupting the peace for people that want to go out and have a nice time.
It's an all-in effort. That's really what it is. It's City Hall, it's council members, it's the mayor, it's KCPD, it's the Crossroads Association, it's the tenants, it's the landlords, it's the business owners. We all have to come together and quit pointing the finger
right.
and quit, oh, well, the state controls KCPD.
But David,
or, well,
how do you stop bad behavior?
You got to make sure that people know that if they do that, there's going to be consequences for it.
Right.
And I think that's the ultimate thing here. And I have seen such positive movement over the past, you know, I would think I was on the Fox 4 a couple weeks ago, and the steps that have been taken, the people that I've met with, Crispin Rea and I had an excellent conversation, the moves that the City Hall is making as far as, you know, how they're going to prosecute this. You know, this past weekend, multiple vehicles yeah. were impounded, multiple arrests. They were prosecuted within 24 hours. City Hall passed the temporary jails, which I think is extremely important because you have to have a place to put these offenders. And that matters. And you can't wait for 2 years for an upper level or a new jail to be built. 2 years is the fastest that's going to happen, right? Because things have to be done properly, correctly, you know? So we need an immediate impact. And I feel so much better. We're nowhere close to where we need to be, but I am hopeful.
Is this happening every night?
It's about as consistent as you can get Monday through Sunday. It really, really is. There are tenants that deal with so much more than we do at Manny's Restaurant, just to be very honest with you. And I have off-duty KCPD police officers at my restaurant Tuesday through Saturday. We've done it for 40 years from 6 o'clock until we close. The last person walks out. You know, we have that protection. We've always done that. And we've always taken care of our customers.
One of these riders pointed a gun at the officers that were trying to get them off the streets this past couple of days. And so they don't care. The riders are lawless. And so again, I ask you, like, I know it's going to take everybody, but I like talking about the actual solution, which is the temporary jail, because that's immediate. We catch you on one of these things, you're getting locked away.
Yeah. And Melissa Johnson and I had a wonderful conversation last Thursday, Wednesday, I believe. She has a passion for Kansas City. She is moving on this. She has got her team. They are ready to go. And so far, so good. The first weekend since we had, you know, first Friday, Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
It was not good. You know, and First Fridays used to be a gem. It used to be a jewel for Kansas City. People from Johnson County, Briarcliff, Lee's Summit, Prairie Village, Overland Park, Northland, they would come down and enjoy art and enjoy food and walk the streets and be comfortable. And I'll be very honest with you. We went from doing 28,000 to 30,000 on First Fridays. That's a lot of tacos.
Yeah.
Right? To 18.
Okay, that's my next question. Yeah. So these sideshows and the ATVs and the dirt bikes, you're seeing a drop in traffic. And by traffic, I mean customer traffic.
Absolutely. I mean, as soon as people don't feel safe,
it's
lose.
Over.
You
it's
lose.
Over. Yeah.
And what are we? We're a family restaurant.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We have wedding receptions. People met there. I remember sitting at this booth when I met my wife and all these wonderful stories. Their kids come in and eat mild sauce by the spoonfuls. And then 20 years, they bring their kids in. It's a tradition. That's the beauty of what we do. We are a small piece of people's stories. And that's what we want to keep doing for another 45 years. But there needs to be very real results.
Do you feel like you are being heard by the mayor,
you met with the mayor yesterday, didn't you?
I did.
By the city council, by the police department, are you being heard?
Yes, we are being heard. And I do believe that. And the mayor and I had a really good meeting yesterday morning, and it was just very honest and it was very open. Most of that conversation is going to stay between him and I, but I will tell you that his priority is getting control of the streets, and I'm going to hold him accountable to that, just as we all should. When you're an elected official, you have certain responsibilities. You have certain things that you need to do that is your job. And on my list, number one is safety.
It's safety.
It is safety.
Have you spoken to any of the knuckleheads who are doing this behavior? Like,
no.
There's never been a moment where, for whatever reason, what would you say to any of them that are like 40 years old,
please,
David?
Stop.
Some of these are not, they're not teenagers.
No,
these are adult grown men.
And I think that's a big misnomer that people need to understand. These aren't high school kids.
No.
These are young men. And this is a very real thing. And you know, I don't know.
40's not young. That's middle age.
That is middle age.
Do you not just want to say, what are you doing with your life?
You want to throw your hands up in the air and say, look, hey, come wash dishes, come get a job, come wait tables, let me help you. You know, and that there's the back end to this too, as well too, that, you know, the homelessness problem that's downtown in Kansas City, that's a very real problem. These are people. Yeah. These people need help. These people need someone to pay attention to them. And that is a part of this bigger issue that doesn't make this a 6-week fix or a 6-day fix. It's a 6-year fix. And I told the mayor that yesterday morning. You have got to set the foundation so that the next person who has your position can finish what you started and continue to keep our streets safe.
Our text line is 913-586-7798. If you have a question you would like us to ask David Lopez, the general manager of Manny's in the Crossroads District in Kansas City. We'll continue with this discussion in just a moment on Dana and Parks. So we're visiting with David Lopez, the general manager, and I said it at the beginning of the interview, and I stand by it, one of the most iconic restaurants in Kansas City, Manny's, in the Crossroads District. And Jasper Mirable just texted me and he wants me to thank you for everything you're doing and for meeting with the mayor. But did I read somewhere that you're now sending employees home earlier than normal because of the incidents with the sideshows and the ATVs and the dirt bikes?
So that's a real track. You know, we have real data that supports that, you know, with our POS system. So, you know, you're looking at a normal business on a Saturday from probably what used to be probably 1 o'clock to close.
Yeah.
We are running and gunning, 4 or 5 turns, large parties, going crazy. And so now what you're seeing is people are coming from probably, I'd say, around noon, 11:30-ish to about 8 o'clock. I'll be adding a brunch option at the end of May, which I'm very excited about. And so we're going to open at 10, right, to try to gather some of that back. And more importantly, try to get people that are losing a little bit of money that are working for us, get them that hour back, that 30 minutes back, so they can keep doing what they're doing. And so, you know, we have a very large restaurant, right? We're pretty unusual. Yeah. We see a lot of people, right? So on a Saturday night, we're going to have 2 people in the back room, 5 people in the main dining room, 1 person on the old side, 3 bartenders, 2 lines of cooks. So around 8 o'clock, 8:15 on a Saturday, I'm cutting down 1 line. That's 3 cooks. Okay. I'm cutting down 1 bartender. Okay. So that's 1 bartender, 2 busboys, and most likely 3 servers. So you're talking about almost 8 to 10 people on a Saturday night that are used to working till 10 o'clock that we've had to readjust because families, once again, we are a family restaurant and they're not comfortable. And I, to be honest with you, until we really change things, it's hard for me to blame them.
Because with the noise and the lawlessness, you see it once. And then, you know, the plaza has had very well-documented issues in the summer. If you see that behavior once, odds are you're not going to go back until you are comfortable that it's been taken care of.
Absolutely. And that's what allows me to be hopeful. You know, you have to meet with the right people. You have to talk with the people that can actually get things done. And we've done that. And it's not just been myself. It's been a wonderful group of us. We met at my restaurant yesterday at 2:30. There was about 30 of us, wonderful restaurateurs, wonderful property owners, business owners. And what I love about this group is that they're not just sitting here going, why us? Why me?
Right.
What can we do? How can we help? What spots, what moments, what steps do we need to take aligned with the city, aligned with KCPD? You know, those are the types of things that are the tangible things that we need to do to get this thing fixed.
Our listeners want the cars crushed. They want it done publicly, and other cities have done it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about that. And I do believe that Crispin Rea and Wes Rogers, 2 guys that have really stepped up to the plate, 2 councilmen that have done an excellent job. They are going to be bringing that type of legislation to City Hall next week.
Good.
And next
so
week.
I hope so. That's the tentative plan right now. They're trying to move as fast as they can. You know, I'm hopeful that within next week or the following week, they can start to get these things done.
Right.
Because look, this is Crispin's backyard. I've known Crispin. We've had a great conversation. He's extremely intelligent. He's worked in the prosecutor's office. He knows what he's doing, and he is being extremely aggressive, and I'm proud that he's doing that.
Have you flirted with the idea of moving Manny's or outright closing it?
You know, for 45 years, that thought has never crossed our minds. Yeah. Not my mother, not me, not my sisters, not my father, none of us. And for the first time, you throw your hands up in frustration because we have to hire a tow company to take care of our lots on Fridays and Saturday nights, because other people that are going to other businesses that really don't care, or they don't make it a priority to try to work something out, and they're parking in our lots and they're doing these different types of things. And I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. But that's what we're trying to do as small business owners, to try to make sure that our doors keep swinging. I've got a staff of 60. They've got children, they've got wives, they've got husbands. This is how they make their living. This is how they take care of the people they love the most. And that's what it comes down to for me. You know, we have off-duty KCPD officers that I've mentioned before. They are visually watching our staff walk to their cars, walk to their vehicles, making sure that they're safe and they're protected. Not everyone has the resources that we do. We've budgeted that for 40 years.
I love that you mentioned you want whoever succeeds all of the council members and the mayor and all of our leaders to not just drop this in 2 years or 4 years or 8 years. I want to remind everybody that Baltimore has seen a historic drop in homicides, And I still can't find anyone to explain Boston. They had five homicides.
In the first 5 months of
the year. Five. And so some cities have done something to help figure this out, right? And I think I read with Boston it was a six-year plan.
Sure.
It was a six-year plan with all hands on deck, where I do feel like in Kansas City, from leader to leader to leader, as things are passed around, it's like, oh, what are you going to do about the homicide rate? And it's I'm not saying people don't care. They throw their hands up. But it's like, well, it's just such a multifaceted problem. There's, but if Baltimore and Boston can figure it out, Kansas City should be able to figure this out.
And especially per capita with the people that we have here, comparatively speaking to those cities. And that's what I think the overall problem is that there are so many little tiny threads that have been pulled. You know, vandalism, the ATVs, the break-ins, the robberies, the theft of cars, all of these different threads are getting pulled, the homicide rate, and everyone's just, it's almost like you're frozen, right? It's almost like you're thinking to yourself, well, the state's going to take care of it. Well, City Hall is going to take care of it. Well, KCPD is going to take care of it. Well, the FBI is going to take care of it. All these different types of things. And that's what's happened is that the bottom has dropped out so fast that it's alarming. It really is. It's alarming. But I do believe, and especially with the conversations that I've had, I'm hopeful. I am hopeful because I believe in good people doing good things. I don't, how you feel about the mayor, how you feel about a certain councilman or the KCPT, that's your opinion. It's your God-given right as an American. Quentin Lucas is a good man. We've done good things together. We kept our city open during COVID so that people could make money and take care of their families and take care of their children. We were one of the few major metropolitan cities that actually moved forward with face masks and 6 feet of space and sanitation and all these different types of things. We went in together. We eliminated the liquor card that allowed people to come in and work and not pay $45 so they could get a federal felony background check and all these different types of things. We've done good things together. And I absolutely believe that Quentin Lucas is going to make this his priority. He is going to do whatever he needs to do. And I believe in his leadership. I really do. And I'm not afraid to say that publicly. I don't even hesitate.
I can hear the frustration in your voice from time to time when you're talking about this issue, and understandably so. But I also can't help but notice you're incredibly positive. Why?
Yeah, how is that? How do you balance that?
That's Manny Lopez. That's Vivian Lopez. That's my mother. That's my father. That's us walking into an empty restaurant during COVID when we were forced to be closed and my mother turning around and looking at me with a smile on her face going, we're going to be okay. Yeah. We're going to get through this. And we are, our faith defines us. It's who we are. I have been given a beautiful life. My mom and dad worked their tails off to give me and my sisters and our my nieces, my nephews, my children, generational change with hard work and love and passion. I've lived a beautiful life. I've lived a blessed life. I know how valuable this is, and I cannot be angry. I cannot be negative. I can be frustrated.
Yeah.
Right? I can be disappointed. But there is no use in being negative or blaming or doing this or doing that. I believe in hope. I believe in good people. And Kansas City is littered with good quality people. And I believe in that.
They just don't happen to be driving ATVs right now.
They don't.
If you're listening, we're not talking about you.
and that's the crux of it, is that this is a crossroads, pun intended. And hey, what are we, a year and 6 months away from 600,000 people walking through our streets?
Amen.
I was just going to get to that. The World Cup is right around the corner.
It is right around the corner.
There's going to be thousands and thousands of people coming to our city who have never been here before, going back with their first impression of Kansas City. How critically important it is
to get this right.
This is not a question. This is a statement. How critically important it is for them to go to places like Manny's and Jasper's and, you know, Grunauer's, name the restaurant and the hotel, and do it with a sense of safety, with a sense that, man, we had the best time of our lives, and we're going to tell everybody when we get back to Argentina and Germany and England and Spain and France what a great time we had in this hidden gem of the United States, and we can't pull that off if we have morons driving up and down the street at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, scaring people half to death.
And not only can we not allow that to happen, but you're talking about something that is, this is a very real thing that I don't know if most people are aware of this. These World Cup fans, they don't use credit cards. They spend cash. That's what these folks do. That's how they travel. That's what they want to do. Right. And so it's kind of funny, right? Because we're all old enough to say, hey, I remember when I used to wait tables and I could give change real quick and do this.
Right.
We're actually making it a premises as a restaurant association to kind of retrain how to handle change.
how to do this.
Let's get our math on, you know, let's do what we need to do. You know, Khan Academy, you know, if I had a $20 bill, you know, and so we're working really hard to do that. So are the hotels. You know, we're working really hard on key phrases in different languages. Right?
That's
key
great.
Phrases to try to make sure these people feel welcome.
Yes.
We want Nancy and Michael Smith to shine. I want Brad Gilmore to shine. I want people going back to Argentina going, that was the best damn crispy taco I have ever had. The Kansas City taco, that's where it's at. We want the West Side to be busy. We want people to just absolutely enjoy what it is that we do. I think we're a top 10 restaurant city.
Yeah.
I think we're a hospitable city. But all of that is based on one key component. Safety.
Mm-hmm. It is the one thing that will pull the rug out from under all of it faster than anything.
That type of global embarrassment is something that we can't allow to have happen. I almost don't even want to talk about it. We have to be positive about what we're going to do.
David Lopez, general manager of Manny's, thank you for your time.
Thank you for visiting with us
this afternoon. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for the tacos. I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited about this too.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Color me impressed. I had never met David Lopez before, the GM at Manny's.
I asked him if he would please run for president or mayor, and he very politely declined.
It was a two-word response. The second word was no.
Love him. Absolutely love him.
He's a very impressive young man.
You know what? You want to get something done around this town, you mess with an institution like Manny's.
Yeah, absolutely right. And he does get the ear of the mayor because of his restaurant and how iconic it is, and it's horribly successful. But, you know, back to the tail end of our conversation, and I don't know if we continue this on into the next hour. We've talked a lot about the sideshows and the ATVs and the dirt bikes, and, you know, it was indescribable that somebody on a dirt bike hit a woman in the crossroads over the weekend and didn't even bother to stop.
Listen to this line from an op-ed thing in the Kansas City Star today. This isn't a hypothetical. These groups are growing more organized, more aggressive, and more confident every week. The risk of a fatal collision is rising. We need a better way. They argue, Scott, a drone surveillance program would give law enforcement exactly what it needs, a way to track illegal activity from a distance without pursuit, gather video evidence to support targeted arrests and prosecution.
I mean, we had mentioned this to Mark Turman when we had talked to him about it. And these groups are gathering via Facebook page.
Or some other social media.
They're not in a group text. It's out there for people to see. And it sounds like a joke, but can we not get somebody on the inside?
Cities,
can we not infiltrate these groups?
I'm an undercover ATV enthusiast. I need friends and a hobby. Cities such as Baltimore, Atlanta, and New York are already using drones to monitor exactly these kinds of, quote, street-level threats. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, they write, should do the same. Opponents of drone surveillance raise Fourth Amendment concerns, and they go on to say this, and I know you know what I'm going to say. You do not have a right to privacy
on a public street in the Crossroads District in Kansas City or anywhere else. That's exactly right. What's the difference between a drone and a police helicopter, other than one's manned and one's not? Well, I encourage the police department to start putting up drones. Follow these guys once they get into the Crossroads District. You know, obviously bring in vehicled law enforcement to get them to stop. But then when they do disperse, follow them home with the drone. And then once they park their ATV or motorbike or whatever it is in the garage, send a police unit over there. They should be there in 2 or 3 minutes. and let's get them back to the jail where they belong.
Listen to this line. The cost of inaction is rising by the day.
Who writes that? The Star?
Drones won't solve every problem, but they are a legally sound, technologically proven, and urgently needed tool to break the stalemate and begin restoring order to our streets.
Yep. One thing that boggles my mind is that these guys are not pulling up in their Chevy truck or their Dodge truck and unloading their ATV. They are driving that ATV for 20, 30 minutes.
Into the city.
Into the city. How are they getting that?
You know what we need to bring back? Naked wrong way ATV guy on 435.
Ooh, I believe it was I-29 coming in from St. Joe.
You know, we all sort of rallied around that guy.
Yeah, but he was funny. These guys are jerks. Naked ATV guy.
Wonder whatever happened to naked wrong way highway yellow ATV guy.
We needed a bag of peas for a while because it was a hot day that day, if I remember correctly. Those seats get hot.
He's either in prison in some 12-step program or still riding around on an ATV with no pants on.
You.
One of those three is true. I don't know which one it is. All right. Thanks to David Lopez for coming in. And please, please support your local family-owned restaurants, Jasper's, Grunauer's, Manny's. The list goes on and on and on. But support these local family-owned restaurants in this town. La Bodega. Yeah, for sure. All right, quick break. The news coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.